How are you doing, Audiomo and Audioboo listeners? This is a recording for Audiomo Day 6. Welcome, you're listening to All One Word. And as I just mentioned, this is Audiomo Day 6, Friday, the 6th of June 2014. Currently 5 to 6 in the PM on a fantastic summer's day here in South Wiltshire in England. Today is the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings. So one of the most important dates as far as the Second World War goes, that push back into continental Europe, pushing back the German horde, and certainly the most courageous act ever taken by the largest force that we ever put forward in one go during the Second World War. I haven't got any stories with regards to this, but what today did remind me of was a very, very great man whom I never really got a chance to meet fully and talk to fully, I should say. I only knew him for about 2 years before he died very suddenly and very unexpectedly. And that man was my wife's grandfather, and he was Tom Robinson. Tom was a fantastic man. He was so sharp and so on the ball with absolutely everything that went on. The man was 80 years old when I first met him, and it was just impossible to think that that man was 80 years old. He looked 80, but his mind was as sharp as a 30-year-old man who was switched on and so in tune with everything that was going on in the world. Tom, though, was one of the first members of the 1st SAS Regiment, which were put together in 1941. And one of their first missions was to capture Rommel, which invariably failed due to weather constraints, actually. But they were taken from a commando force, and they were akin to the elite long range desert group which had formed at the start of the Second World War, and that long range desert group's job was to work in the deserts of North Africa, to find routes through the desert, but also to conduct reconnaissance on the enemy and gather intelligence as they went along. Tom was recruited into the 1st SAS Regiment because they needed someone to instruct parachuting, and he did that. That was his job. And he told me of many, many stories of the missions that he used to go on during the Second World War, which were absolutely fascinating to listen to. The strength, the determination, the guile of these men was just unbelievable. One would like to think that one of the reasons for them being such tough men was because the situation they were in a war and they had to win. Otherwise, they'd be suppressed by the enemy, and subsequently a nation would be oppressed. And it's because of men like him that we live in the world that we do today. Heaven forbid we would live in a land which was controlled, and we would be told what to do and told how to live under a dictator. But the connection to D-Day specifically is they wanted, the government wanted the SAS to parachute in behind the front line of Germans on the beaches at Normandy in order to push them back, to push the Germans back and to punch a hole in the German support line, so that all that the conventional troops needed to do, and that would be 150,000 just from the British force, all they needed to do was would be to smash the Germans on the beaches of Normandy itself. And we all know from films such as The Longest Day and Save It Private Ryan how difficult that was. Both of those films convey the message that these men, the conventional soldiers, weren't that trained, and they were ferried onto the beach where all they had to do was run towards the enemy. And if they were lucky enough, they would, which they were in cases, they obviously we won the battle, was to punch a hole and destroy the enemy front line. But it was the job of the SAS to parachute in and take out the Germans behind that. Colonel Stirling said that that would be a suicide mission. It would never work because they were so few in numbers. Colonel Stirling being the commanding officer of one SAS. And he was put between a rock and a hard place, and he was forced to resign. And invariably that didn't happen. The SAS didn't conduct that action. However, there were many, many more missions that the SAS went on that nobody ever knew about for 20 or 30 years after the Second World War, when these SAS men would subsequently retire and start writing books and publicising their experiences in the Second World War. So I urge you actually to have a read, because they did so much. We wouldn't have won the war without the support of the American forces. And thank you to the American forces, genuinely. But that wasn't until 1944. Much of the work carried out by the SAS and the Long Range Desert Group and the SBS went unsung. But it wasn't. It was because of those fearless acts that they did carry out, those missions that they did go on, which enabled the conventional troops to push forward and be successful wherever they could. And my wife's grandfather played a big part in that. So today, I'm remembering Tom. And I wish that, you know, I had the ability back then to have the, first of all, have the time to speak to him. We lived in two different countries, but also to record his stories, because they were just fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Thanks for listening.
All one word. All one word. Out. Out. Out.